At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Fan After Dark Haiku Hump Day edition of the program, and it is a late night edition of the show. A little later than usual, but if you were with us last night, we know that a lot of you were. A couple 9 to midnight shows as we follow up your Texas Rangers, and everybody is in good spirits tonight. Why? Well, you got Nathan Eovaldi on the bump. He goes, 8 innings strong, throws 101 pitches, strikes out 8 tonight, only gives up 1 earned run. Corey Seager got back to doing Corey Seager-type things, as we all heard. He goes, 2-for-5 tonight. He hits a home run. Evan Carter hits a home run tonight. And your Texas Rangers, what was it? Skip Schumacher said the dam was about to burst for this Ranger offense. And I'll tell you what, let's not get excited. I mean, let's not get crazy about one game. As we all know, there's still a lot of baseball left. But it was an encouraging sign, especially with this anemic as this offense has been over the last 4 or 5 games. But, hey, you got the dub tonight, 6-1 over the New York Yankees, over one of the hottest teams in baseball, maybe the hottest team in baseball. But, again, Evo, look, he's called Big Game Nate for a reason. He went out there tonight and shut down that New York lineup. So, once again, 6-1 was the final score for your Texas Rangers. We'll talk more about that here in just a smidge. I am Fred Davis. That gentleman to my right is none other than the one, the only, Blake Elliott.
Hottest team in baseball, Tampa Bay Rays, 9-1 in their last 10.
That's it.
So them and the Yankees, obviously, in the same division. So the two best teams.
AL East is tough, dude.
In the American League are in the AL East. And right now, I think the weakest division is the
probably the AL Central.
The Central's got the Guardians and Tigers with 19-18. Their worst team has 16 wins. It's definitely our division. We have two teams with sub-16, with the Angels and Astros with 15.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that.
Yeah.
So I think now the A's are in first place, for crying out loud.
With 18-18.
They're 18-18. They're 18-18. I mean, yeah, no, you're right. No, the AL West is the worst division. Well, I mean, look, it's a toss. Yeah, the AL Central sucks too, though. I mean, really, it's a toss up.
They're 19-19.
Yeah. I mean, and hell, the Twins are 16-21. I mean, you got three teams. Okay, so you got four teams under 500 in the AL West. Actually, nobody's above 500 in the AL West.
No.
Whereas with the Central, like you said.
I mean, one team just is 500.
Actually, nobody's. Okay, so just real quick. So you really, again, it's a toss-up as to who's the worst. Okay? Like, it's.
I mean, it's 3 games deciding the Central, and it's 4 games deciding the.
No, it's 2 games.
The West.
No, the Twins are only 2 games out from the Guardians. And here's the thing. At least with the A's,
yeah,
they're
right, 2.5.
They're at
yeah.
least 500.
Yeah.
AL Central has nobody yeah. at 500.
Yeah.
So my Kansas City Royals, they're a half game out.
Well, the Guardians are 500. They're 19-19.
What's what I'm saying?
Oh,
they haven't updated their deal yet?
Yeah, they're 19-19.
Okay, that's right. They won tonight. Okay, so they're 19-19. So literally, it's this, I mean, again, the struggle bus is real in the AL as the Central yeah. and the West are kissing cousins right now.
And then you look in the NL, the worst team playoff wise is 20-16, has above 20 wins. There's only two teams yeah. in the AL with 20 wins. And they're both in the East.
You got the Atlanta Braves, who right now it looks like the Atlanta Braves are the best record in baseball. They're 26-12, and I don't think ESPN has updated their standings. So I'll look at MLB.com here in just a smidge. All right, let's get right down to it. We're gonna take a quick break, and then we'll get back to the rest of the program. Tell you what, let's go to break. We'll talk a little more Rangers, talk a little more baseball. You got the rubber match tomorrow, and then, of course, they are home this weekend to the Chicago Cubs. And, of course, it's only right. We must have manifested this last night because we said last night, when was the last time we'd seen Jacob Wray? Mm-hmm. We were openly pining for when on earth it had been weeks since we'd seen degenerate Jacob Wray. Now, you heard him on these airwaves on Sunday afternoon. Now, I've seen Jacob Wray in a crosstalk capacity because you and Eric Cassar, actually, I saw both you Yahoos on Sunday because you were our boy Black Adam, who's here rocking the Retro Stars jersey today, or sweater, I believe is what the correct terminology is. But we saw you on Sunday. You were producing the show. We had Degenerate Jake, who was doing the damn thing, did a fine job, if I do say so myself, on Sunday, taking you 4.5 hours. I'll tell you what, when we come back, we'll ask him. It doesn't sound like much, but 4.5 hours of radio can wear on you a little
bit.
It's
a grind.
Okay, it is absolutely. And look, we're not complaining. We're not complaining, all right? You're just talking for a living. But we'll get into that here in a little bit. It is a haiku hump day, so we will talk. We need a non-sports topic, okay? So the sports topic, and I was talking to you earlier today, is going to be Masai Ujiri, new Mavericks president, not GM. Let's get that straight. He's not the GM, even though he will have final say-so on all basketball decisions. But so Masai Ujiri will be one topic, and we need to come up with a hantavirus. Should that be the non-sports topic? Okay. So hantavirus, whatever, you know, whatever your ilk is and however you want to pronounce it. So the hantavirus is the non-sports topic, and Masai Ujiri will be the sports topic, and that's going to go down in the 11 o'clock hour. That's going to go down at 11:20. Let's lay out the rest of the show. We come back. Lots more to get to. Degenerate Jake, Blake Elliott, Fred Davis right here on Fan After Dark.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, the number one Chevy dealership in the world. 3 years straight, they've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 through 2025.
Hey, Degenerate Jake in the mix, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, you heard him on the Rangers broadcast as well. Jacob Wray back at Master Control. Shout out to you, Jake.
I was going to say, I don't know if heard me is the best word there. You heard my name. Heard a mention. A little shout out.
You didn't do the, because I know with Dylon, whoever does the, and now we go back to, you know, Westwood 1 already in progress or anything. Nobody did that.
You guys took it over, man.
That's true.
It was straight to you guys.
That's true. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Let's see. Here we go. Let's see. Oh man, we've already got somebody complaining.
They said like three paragraphs
My
about
goodness.
Fred already.
I used to listen to Fan After Dark every night, but stopped because Fred starts every third sentence with "look." I tried to listen to the show from last night for the first time in a while to get Blake's take on the Mavs GM, and couldn't take Fred with all the looks and had to turn it off. It's terrible. Radio. Blake, don't start using the Fredisms.
Look, I'll do what I want.
They are
Fredisms are strong.
They are overdone. You have good content, but need to work on all the repetitive phrases, and you sing look like people who say, it's grating, sorry. I do want you to be successful, so hopefully this is taken in a constructive way.
A little compliment sandwich.
Look.
I hate people with a personality, man. Jeez.
I got to get better. Look, I appreciate it.
What if he went, look, I appreciate
it. I absolutely do. And, hey, it's a crutch phrase, and I didn't realize it until the 214 mentioned it. So, I mean, I'll take slight umbrage with the fact that it's terrible radio.
Nothing you do is terrible.
I mean, come on. It's not like I'm saying look 50 times a show. Maybe I am. I don't know.
Someone do a look counter.
Let's do a look count. I'll tell you what. Let's play the Fred look drinking game.
He's one of those clickers.
That's
every time he says look.
Someone's passed out by 10:30.
I was going to say, they may be hammered before this segment's over with. We've only been on 8 minutes for crying out loud. Holy Toledo.
How are you, Jacob? We haven't spoken to you in 8 years. You got to take in the Rangers game. They finally won. Scored multiple runs. How are you feeling?
It was good to see. I mean, I will say this was the first time I bet on Josh Young to get a base hit. Call me a streak breaker. We'll get more of that and jaking off. But, you know, it was good to see, man. Evo was shoving, man.
He was.
I mean, Fred was in there talking to me for what, like, I think 35 minutes. And I think Evo went through three.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
3 innings while Fred was in there, just mowing them down.
He was just saying look by himself in the room.
Yeah, I mean, to shut down a lineup like that in a hitter's ballpark, I think Dave said that. It's insane.
And then how about the Rangers getting hit, scoring, and it not being Nimmo, not being Josh Young, and it was Seager.
It was not Josh Young.
It was Evan Carter. It was Ezekiel Duran. It was Josh Smith. Like, was Josh Smith? No. Duran, it was just nice seeing some of the other guys chip in and kind of help out the Texas Rangers ball club. And then your bullpen's been solid like it has all year. Jacob Latz.
In the pouring rain.
Raise your hand if you suggested a month ago that Jacob Latz could be the closer.
I just want to point out Gavin Collier has a 0-0 ERA. So.
And I do want to call you said Robert Garcia would be our closer.
You did also say
I did.
That.
He's hurt.
Okay.
And he's hurt. And I did. Hey, when new information is presented to Fred Davis, he will adjust on the fly.
Now, I picked a guy that didn't make the team.
That said, I have been on the record as saying maybe the Rogar wasn't my best move. My other two, Jake Berger.
Decent.
I would say good. No, I would say good. He's been playing a lot better than he did last year.
He has.
Obviously, he slowed down the last month, but he's been one of your better hitters this year.
He's been very streaky, right? Like, that's the one thing about Jake Berger.
My picks haven't been good.
We did call him Jock Berger for a while because he wasn't great, although he did have 2 hits tonight, so let's take that for what it is.
My boy Wyatt's not even playing.
Mark Church isn't in baseball right now.
Mackenzie Gore starting to shoot.
And Mackenzie Gore.
Not too much. We don't need to get in another argument. Not too much.
I did that on purpose.
Someone just put the bottle down. Like, oh my God.
Here we go. No, I, you know what? I appreciate the 214 saying that, though. Honestly,
it means they pay attention.
Hey, you pay attention, you listen to the show, and I am all for. And you know what? He did I take umbrage with the terrible radio. That I think was a little bit much. We get it. All right, but to say it's terrible radio, and by the way, you got plenty of good Mavs GM talk. And as Blake alluded to in our pre-show meeting, who was the first show here in DFW to talk about the Jason Kidd talk?
Come on, we're on it. Everyone's talking about it today. We was on that yesterday.
From the 469, bro, we would all be wasted if we took a shot every time Fred says look. Maybe.
Maybe. Two comments I have. We're going to get into the Rossini and Vrabel. We got you. We know we're not scared to touch that topic.
That confirms one thing, and we'll talk about it.
We'll get into that. Also, just a question I've had. I was thinking about this in the shower today. That's where all my good thoughts come from. Every time you go, Blake, that's a good segment idea. Blake, that's a good take. It came from the shower. This one came from the shower today. I wonder how many people listen to us that have never said a word on the text message.
Whammy.
Because we got people that text that are great fatties where I'm looking at you on the screen right now. You know who you are. But I wonder how many people listen to us and don't say a word. And we have no idea they exist. And they just passively listen.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of people.
Probably like 82%. Think about how many people listen to us. We've seen the numbers. And then how many texts, different numbers we get. So I would say like 80% of people don't text in. People are working. People just don't feel like interacting.
If you're a first-time texter and you never texted in the show, do it tonight.
Just say your name. You don't got to send up five paragraphs. You can just say your name. Just say, I'm Ben. I'm Barry. I think B names are the best names. Bias, of course.
Of course you are. 817, Biden Radio or Fred Radio? Who wins?
Unstoppable, baby.
Fred Radio every time. Because there will be no long pauses.
Biden radio would be a tough listen. It'd be a tough listen.
Biden radio?
Yeah, it'd be tough.
Biden versus Trump radio.
I mean, if we're talking entertainment factor, it's not even close.
No, I'm saying they're both on. That's the radio show. Those are the two hosts.
Oh, my goodness. We heard the debate last year. Trump, I mean, it was brutal.
Trump can't talk until Biden finishes his statements. So it can't just be Trump interrupting him the whole time.
I mean, are we going to give our boy Biden an injection before the conversation starts? Because when he's drugged up, he's halfway decent.
You have to pay that producer a lot of money.
Man, it'd be rough.
Make sure it's not Conrad.
Let's see. 214, look, I'll tell you what. Let's just call it what it is. The show wouldn't be the same without Fred's Fredism, if I do say so myself.
If I do say so myself as a cherry on top. Let's go! First time texter, Zach!
Right there.
214, I'm Brian.
I'm Brian.
943, I'm Eddie. 214, I'm Tim. 469, I'm MJ?
I'm MJ. 817, I always text but don't call.
That's fine.
Look,
you don't have to call. I just wonder how many people would just drive around and like, they listen to us. They might tell their friends they're
a
friend of the show.
It is a crutch word. But
they never say, I know this because I had a friend call me the other day. They said, I've been listening to you for about 2-3 years. Just never said anything. I just wonder how many background listeners we have, and I'm not nothing against y'all. I'm just curious.
My name is Rod, and I like to party.
I love that. More of those texts.
Please
more
tell me
texts.
You've seen this movie. I haven't. Tell us what it is. 469. 469. I'm James, first time texter, long time listener.
Let's go, James. Is your last name Bond?
817. I'm a liberal, and Trump is hilarious and savage and entertaining.
I think we can agree with all that.
Let's entertainment. Mark that. I don't know that I've ever heard a liberal.
Say that.
I mean, that's incredible.
I think everyone could agree he's entertaining. Now, when it's your presidency, you know, we can get into all that, but it's more just entertainment.
How much entertainment do you want from your president, though?
Zero.
I'll tell you who was entertaining and didn't mean to be. George Bush.
Yeah. Okay, so before, you have to learn me up on this, before Trump was in office, was he well-liked?
Oh, everybody. I mean, Trump was what he was, yeah. Right? He just wasn't the president. Oh, 100%.
But I'm saying, like, was he was he somebody that people went out of their way to dislike, or was it kind of like he's just another famous person?
No, he was just famous. I mean,
wasn't until president where people start getting divisive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Someone said you've never seen Hot Rod. I guess that's the one. 817, Nick, Uber Eats driver. Shout out to you.
Okay, from the 903, Mark, I have texted several times but seldom get a response.
Okay, Mark, I got you. I'll text her right now. Mark.
First time texter from Princeton, Texas.
Does he want to text back or just acknowledgement on the show?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what are you asking for? What are you asking for there, Mark? Let us know. 877-881-1053.
Whatever you need, we'll deliver it. It might be Trevor.
Oh, here we go. I'm Trill, pay GP. Well, he's getting, I'm Tangerine from the 972.
Come on.
Okay, that's a ball knower right there.
Come on.
GP's getting paid. GP's getting paid. So he's getting the, I heard somebody say today, and I can't think, I'll tell you who it was. Who's our boy that was on with G-Bag today?
Pat McAfee?
No, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Lucius cut him out. Hold on.
We'll get to him in a second.
Lucius cut him.
Ross Tucker.
Ross Tucker said something today that I thought was extremely interesting and insightful when he talked about George Pickens. That if Mike Tomlin was willing to trade George Pickens, then that tells you kind of what the rest of the league... When that happened, that kind of cast a pall over the rest of the league as far as what people thought of George Pickens.
That's what we got shoddy.
Like, if Mike Tomlin is willing, you know, the guy that can deal with just about anybody from a personality standpoint, I mean, this is the guy that got the best out of Antonio Brown, and he was willing to give up on George Pickens... As Ross Tucker alluded to, his reputation preceded him. So we've already heard he's going to play under the tag. He's cool with the Cowboys. Jeremy Fowler said this the other day on ESPN. So he's going to get paid the tag. Look, $29 million is nothing to sneeze at. And if he goes out and does this year what he did last year, George Pickens is going to get paid. All right, coming up next, hour number two of the program. We got Fatty's on the phone. We got Jake and Off. That's going to go down at 10:40. We'll recap the day of sports today, and of course, more news on the Russini and Vrabel front. And as far as I'm concerned, this doesn't bode well for somebody in particular. Who is it? I'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!